Let's get into our sports update. Get the job done with a cat forklift from United. We'll start with some cricket. Usman Khawaja, this was the headline yesterday before Travis Head went bang, has selflessly put Queensland's Sheffield Shield chances ahead of his own Ashes fortunes, forcing SA to follow on from a disappointing first innings at Karen Rolton Oval instead of going in for another bat himself. Queensland skipper is facing a battle with Travis Head for the number 5 spot in the team for this summer. He looks to break his 2-year test absence. However, he put the team first to help Queensland maintain what will likely turn out to be a game-winning momentum, sacrificing his last opportunity to affirm his test credentials. It was even more selfless given his own lacklustre's first innings and the fact that it gives Head another chance to stake his claim for the spot before the game is done and dusted. And then Travis Head went in there and went a bang, bang, ba bang, 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 and scored 100 and pretty much locked himself into the test 11. I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah, it was very unselfish by Usman Khawaja because they could have gone out there and made another, say, 150, 180, put the game out of reach and then try to bowl SA out today. But sent him back in forced a follow-on. Now, they're going to win the game because they only need another 83 to win Queensland. But, yeah, it did give Travis Head the opportunity to stake a claim. And has there been a better timed 100 in all of his career? I mean, just when he needed runs, failed in the first innings, everyone, all eyes were on him. If he didn't get 100, well, then who knows what happens. But, yeah, I'd say he's all but locked in that number 5 spot now. But, yeah, very unselfish by Usman, and it might cost him his spot.
Oh, jeez. But well done to Travis Head. You know how we feel about Travis Head. We're massive, massive fans. Unfortunately, Alex Carey couldn't get any runs, but we're right behind Alex as well. So SA 102 and 284. Queensland 299, then none for 5. They need another 84 runs to win today. So that looks like it's heading down that path. But some great news on a personal point of view for Travis Head. So the other thing as well, I'm not sure if you saw this vision, but Jake Weatherald did something that's probably never happened on a cricket field before. So there was a Queensland helmet that was sort of sitting next to the stumps while Jake Weatherald was batting, and he must have been in the middle, and got back to the crease and just absolutely punted the helmet away. It was unbelievable.
He was quite aggressive, wasn't he? Like, he was trying to dead set smash that helmet to pieces. I think it would have hit the boundary rope for sure. He booted it that hard. Like, he's got the steel toe work boots on.
So we were talking about it yesterday, and people were talking about it, what happens now? Does he get sanctioned, or do they say anything? But I bet you the umpires and everything are sort of scratching their head going, well, what just happened? Is this something that we're supposed to be upset about? I mean, we're entertained by it, but I'm not sure if there's any written rules, but it was just a strange situation.
Well, it would be tough to adjudicate because the helmet was right in front of the stump, so he's well within his rights to move it out the way. Not sure he needed to do it with the velocity that he did. He thought, well, if this helmet's here, I'm going to do my very, very best to absolutely smash it. So they probably won't be able to use that helmet again. Maybe he was just trying to destroy just a little piece of their property and just to get one up on them. Because if the nut hits you in the helmet, then you have to change it over. And I believe that helmet is scrapped on the scrap pile. So, and that he kicked that with all his might, so they're one helmet down, Queensland. Take that.
But also, that's Weatherald's turf there. That's his spot. He was just doing some gardening. Why'd you leave your helmet there? What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, that's one argument. The other is you could probably just kick it maybe half a metre off the pitch and then get on with your life. But,
hey, maybe
each to their own.
He's a cricketer. He probably doesn't play much football. Maybe he doesn't know his own strength. Maybe that's he's got a super boot and he didn't know it.
He's got a serious boot on him. That would have travelled 50 with the breeze.
Candace Warner says she's concerned about Cricket Australia's stance on allowing Tim Payne to keep his place in the Test team. Speaking after Payne resigned as Australian captain over a series of lewd texts sent to Cricket Tasmania after 2017, we know the situation. Warner said she was worried about different standards being set for the captain as compared to other players. She said they're basically saying that it's not okay for an Australian cricket captain to send these messages, but it's okay for an Australian player. She spoke on 2GB radio. As a wife of an Australian player, that is slightly concerning and it does make me worry. Payne is still in line to play for Australia during the upcoming Ashes series, with the first test set to begin at the Gabba on December 8. Thoughts on these opinions?
It's a reasonable point to make. Seems quite hypocritical to say that it's not up to the standards of an AFL captain, but as a player, we'll certainly accept that. So, it's a pretty good point from Candice. And from what we're hearing, all the Australian players have been quite vocal in their support for Tim Payne. So the more that this sort of goes on, the more I'm thinking and inclined to be believing that Tim Payne was going to retain his spot into this side.
Yeah.
And just, it's going to be just a barrage of abuse over summer.
Yep. No, it feels that way, doesn't it? We'll go more about that. We'll dive into that after 7 o'clock, including hearing from Nathan Lyon, who was very, very vocal in his support for Tim Payne. Strikers, jeez, they are on fire. They into the WBBL final. They absolutely smashed the Gades last night. So they bowled them out. 8 for 83, Melbourne Renegades put on after their 20 overs. It took our Strikers just 10.5 overs. They did it with a lot of balls to spare, 1 by 9 wickets, 1 for 86. So, yeah, geez, they're doing some very, very good things. 2 wickets for Darcy Brown and another 2 wickets for Megan Shute. And our girl as well, Katie Mack, 31, not out. You can't get her out. You know why? Because when she spoke to us, she said, I don't think anyone can get me out at the moment. If she gets out, the only way she's getting out is if it's a run out or it's a hit wicket.
Yeah. She's in some form. And again, did it easily last night. She looked a little bit shaky early, but just steadied after that. Just brought it home. Just cruised home. It was a pitiful target that was set by the Renegades. And now they just roll on into the final with some serious momentum too. So going to take some stopping, the Strikers. And our girl Katie Mack, well,
she's just a gun.
Has there been, I don't know what her average would be, but she's only been out once in the last 6 or 7 innings and just cruised home.
I think it's nearing 300.
What a star. The only thing that's going to get her out is if there's an advertisement for All You Can Eat Sizzler and she just wants to put one over the fence and run to get some cheesy bread.
Yeah, that's it. Or she goes to one of those establishments and picks up a dodgy bit of pasta. Gastro. That's the only thing that could potentially defeat Katie Mack at the moment.
The only thing that will defeat her is that old woman's prawns in her handbag if she eats them.
Just an old prawn. So the Strikers play the Perth Scorchers tomorrow, 6:40. That's happening in Perth. So good luck to our Strikers. What a season it's been. Let's talk about some NBA, Australian rookie Josh Giddey, who it's fun to talk about because Melbourne claim him, because he's a Melbourne boy, but he spent 5 minutes in Adelaide. So we claim him pretty much as an Adelaide boy. So South Australian / Victorian Josh Giddey has firmly placed himself as the best playmaker in the 2021 draft class. He put his name alongside 2 iconic rookie names in NBA history. What about this? Josh Giddey joined LeBron James and LaMelo Ball as the only teenagers to rack up 100 assists and 100 rebounds in their first 20 games. When you expand the list to players who achieved the feat at age 20, that list includes only Magic Johnson, Chris Paul, and Lonzo Ball. I mean, we can really, really search deep for some stats that suit our boy Josh Giddey, but this is nice. Really, really rare company.
Oh, yeah, that is juicy. He has got some serious vision on the court, doesn't he? He sees lanes and avenues that not many don't, and he's able to execute some of those passes. So, yeah, he's been phenomenal what he's been able to put together so far. And just joins LeBron and LaMelo on the podium for assists. That's an amazing stat. Did you see LaMelo Ball's attempted reversed dunk yesterday?
Oh, no, I missed that. Did he give it a go? He's not short of confidence, the lad.
No, you're right. He's not short of confidence. Had the whole front court to himself, just strolled in, tried the did the bounce pass to himself over his head. So bounced it up, the ball was hanging over the ring, went to grab it for the reverse dunk. Slipped out of his hands, rimmed it, and came off. It was a shacked in moment.
Shacked in a fool. Oh, jeez. But love that he's got the confidence to try, because he'll try it again and pull it off. He's fun to watch. Manchester United are in advanced talks with Ralph Rangnick over becoming their interim manager until the end of the season. So Rangnick is a highly respected former director of football at RB Salzburg and RB Leipzig. He's head of sports and development. development at Lokomotiv Moscow, but negotiations over a move to Old Trafford. Trafford have progressed swiftly since Monday. So, I mean, we're talking one of the biggest spots. It's at an interim basis, but that is probably one of the biggest. You think about coaching, managing, all those types of things. To take on Manchester United, that would be one of the biggest jobs in sport.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And with that comes the pressure. And the Manchester United fans expect greatness, and they expect it immediately. So even if you're a favourite son like Ole, you don't get too much time in the job if you're not performing. So they're pretty ruthless over there. But yeah, I'd be one of the top jobs. You'd think Real Madrid would be up there. Juventus in the Serie A would be a huge job. Barcelona and then Manchester United right up there as well.
63-year-old made it clear to United that he would accept their offer of a six-month contract as interim manager only if it came with a guaranteed consultancy role until May 2024 or 25. United understood to have agreed to that condition, which would give Rangnick a significant say in major football decisions. Speaking to some experts, when I say experts, I mean Benny, because he's a mad Manchester United fan, saying that, look, that's probably something, an area that perhaps Manchester United and some of the coaches, and maybe Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, have lacked over the past sort of few seasons. So watch this space. Plenty happening at Manchester United. Just quickly as well, Coons, after a stellar 35-year career, champion jockey Glenn Boss will hang up the saddle on Saturday. Three-time Melbourne Cup winner. He's been an absolute great. After 90 Group 1s, he's decided to call it quits. His last ride will be on Spanish Mission at Caulfield in the Zipping Classic this weekend. So congratulations to Glenn Boss.
Yeah, well done, Bossy. Magnificent career. And I'm assuming that hips and knees will enjoy that well-earned break because it's just so much force goes through that. And it looks easy being a jockey, doesn't it? Until you actually get on a horse and try and ride one. They're big, powerful things. And to be able to control them the way that they do. And Bossy did it better than just about anyone over the journey. It takes incredible skill and talent and also courage. So magnificent career, Glenn. Well done.